Accession number 28921, reel 3.
And she almost sobbed on the telephone and said to me, and I don't know whether you remember this, I said, I don't know what to say to you. I've really let you down. The expense of flying us over, getting David over from Canada, and the hotels and the airfares, and I never opened my mouth once.
That's what she thinks.
The problem was that when I'd gone back, I realized all the things I'd missed out. You know, there were so many things I should have said and didn't. And I thought, my goodness, why didn't say this? I didn't talk about this. This was the problem. That, you know, if you were going to do it again, I'd probably tell you 1,000 different other things.
Sure,
that was the problem. Yeah. But can I just say one more thing? And that was about my son. Because he is not in Canada now, but he was in Saskatchewan at the time. And I met him at the Warsaw Airport. You were not there. No. And I said, David, we'll just wait for your luggage. And he said, what luggage? I said, well, you know, you've come 7,000 miles. He says, well, my luggage is on my shoulder. And he came with a briefcase about that size on his shoulder, 7,000 miles. I said, do you mean to say we're going to film you in those trousers? This is what you see on the film. He said, well, I was told to wear something cheerful. You know, Peter told him, put on something cheerful, because it's going to November and it's going to be a miserable place. So when we got to Krakow, we raced around the town finding a pair of trousers, but that was still under communism, and you couldn't get any. And this is why you see him on the film.
I
in
must
his
say,
ghastly
it's the first time I've heard this story. It's a good one.
I think,
you know, just to answer one of the things you said right at the beginning, the effect it had. When Kitty arrived in the taxi and the filming started and fingers crossed, and I didn't know whether she was going to have one look and say, I can't go on, I've got to go back, or whether it was going to work. And at that moment, a sigh of relief when she just carried on. But we kept our distance as she walked through the archway. And later on, the cameraman told me that those first shots may be out of focus because his eyepiece filled up with tears. And it affected all of us like that. Mm. I know, you know, I was weeping myself as we started filming. That's the sort of the effect it had, this extraordinary entrance that Kitty made, you know, with David, when she herself was, of course, overcome.
Yes. But, of course, I've been back many times since, as you
how
know.
How many have you been there?
I think it's about 11.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Going
with
back
different
with, yes,
groups.
With these
people.
Groups.
Yes.
I mean, that's just fantastic.
Well, we've done different films and groups. We've done Blue Peter last year.
Right. Good. Well, I think we must end this part of the evening now. I think the range and the depth of the questions that have been put to you show you how long-lasting the legacy of that film is, really. And thank you also for the insight into the making of it, which has just been very fascinating. Mm. I've just got some thanks to make internally here to Hasina Farid and Kath Hogan for the organisation of the evening, and to Tom Adam for screening the film. And lastly, a very, very warm thank you to both of you for coming along this evening.
Well, thank you.
And for answering all these questions so thoughtfully.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.